Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and see the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast 26-year-old Albert, I can't say his last name, of Sheffield, England. Anyway, Albert's been dating his girlfriend, Valeria, for just over a year after meeting on a dating website. And the pair say they both strongly believe in destiny, and they happen to log into the app for the first time on the same day. He says she was the first match, and after meeting, they became an instant item. So much so that Albert planned to propose marriage. Now, Albert, being the romantic that he is, he wasn't going to just ask her. Oh, no, 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 no. He spent nearly 2 weeks meticulously planning the perfect proposal. He filled the living room with 60 balloons, surrounded by 100 tea-light candles that spelled out the words, "Marry me?" with a question mark, all right? He then went to pick up Valerie from work, and he was going to bring her back home for the big surprise. And they were both very surprised, because when they returned, the 100 candles that Albert had lit burned his home to the ground.
Oh, my.
Absolutely. There was nothing salvageable. They come back. It was a three-alarm fire. The fire department is actively trying to put this thing out. The whole thing burned to the freaking ground. All he had was a picture that he had taken of the setup, proud of himself, obviously, before he went to pick her up. And Albert said, quote, "It didn't go exactly as I thought it would."
Did she say
Bit
yes?
Bit of an understatement. The good news is she still said
okay,
yes.
Okay, all right.
She did say Jesus. Yes. So through all of that, so what he did was...
Moved in with her?
Well, moved in with her, but the fire department's there putting out his place, and he just dropped down on one knee anyway, asked for marriage. Meanwhile, there's like the fire department behind him running around. She said yes, so I guess all is good.
How long was the time between him lighting him and
Bro,
him going to get her?
I do not know. But again, you know, like anything, I think once you leave your place... Balloons, just with the air circulation, probably just one balloon with the little ribbons hanging on the bottom, rolled over one of the 100 tea lights, lit on fire, and that's all she wrote. But yeah.
That is unbelievable.
See, that's why I'm not romantic. But let's drink. We pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola!
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Hey, Steve, to throw a hook at you, please, to everyone. How Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jordan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola, bitola.
All right, Jordan, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes.
Fantastic. As always, we have one of three stories for you to choose from. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guessed the foreign object that ended up inside of someone.
Let's do the drugs.
Drugs!
The wonderful world of drugs it is.
Yes.
You have any experience with drugs there?
What?
You have any experience with drugs?
That's the right answer.
No, just marijuana.
Just marijuana. Okay, all right. Yeah, that doesn't quite count to me. All right, let's go to San Antonio, Texas, where a 17-year-old girl, she's behind bars on capital murder charges for an Easter Sunday shooting death in northwest Bexar County. Now, the shooting took place in the early morning hours of April 12th during a botched drug deal. The deal went wrong. Things went sideways. Deputies say the 17-year-old, she showed up there with her boyfriend and another friend with plans to rob the victims. Well, 20-year-old Christian Reese, he ended up getting killed during the shooting. Now, according to her arrest paperwork, she told investigators she didn't remember much about what happened since she'd been high on what drug for the last 2 weeks?
Dang.
Uh-huh. Like, put it this way, the police believed her. Like, she was in a different
they
state of mind.
Her?
Yeah. Because she looked like she'd been on this drug for 2 weeks. So
I don't know anybody would say I'm high. I've been high for 2 weeks that hadn't been high for 2 weeks.
Right. I mean, you're probably, unless you've been high for 3 weeks and you're trying to bring things down.
It's only been 2 weeks. Okay.
The question is, was it meth, heroin, crack, or bath salts?
Ooh.
I mean, I've forgotten a lot of stuff because I was high, but I can't imagine not forgetting that I murdered someone. And before anyone brings up the kidnapping, I was drunk.
Say bath salts.
You said bath salts?
Yeah. That sounds just like bath salts, right? They're like not remembering, like, you know?
Murdering someone.
Where do people get bath salts? Is it something that you can just get at a store someplace and you use it some way different? Or is it something that you get from
like
a drug dealer?
I don't even know how people get it. It's like,
I know. They get it from this guy named Phil that Miles and I used to know.
Yeah, probably.
I think we do this every time. It's like the fake synthetic stuff, right?
Bath salts. Yeah. I mean, look, I'm not 100%
with that. I think you can get them at like bad bodegas and head shops, kind of stuff like that.
All right.
That's where I remember seeing them. I mean, bath salts, yeah, but she's been high for 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And it feels awful methy to me.
Yeah, no, let's switch it to meth.
Hang on, friend. Now, also, while not, I don't know that you could be constantly high that whole time, but maybe in a daze if you're shooting heroin. But I'm trying to think of what drug would make me, like, go to a drug deal thinking I'm going to rob the drug deal.
Right, you went there with ill intentions in the first place. It just went way sideways. Mm-hmm.
I think it's heroin. I think it's heroin because it's Texas, and I know that, Plano's got a pretty big, bad problem, but I think based on the amount, they're robbing them, so...
Right, that was the plan.
You know, and it's just, heroin's probably pretty expensive, I guess, maybe.
Unfortunately, it's not.
Oh, it isn't? Okay.
That's why it's a bigger problem.
I'm just still going to stick with heroin, though.
I just don't think it could be crack, because you'd have to smoke so much crack to stay high for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But robbing people... Man, I'm really torn there, right? Because you're in Texas, you're close to Mexico,
right?
Which is both trafficked a lot of methamphetamines,
meth for sure,
and heroin. Man,
yeah,
that's...
no, let's switch that to meth.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna go with her. I think this. Yeah, she's seven. What'd you say? 17, 18?
17.
Mm-hmm. 17.
Yeah, she's been strung out on meth.
Say meth.
Yeah.
And so, what about you, there, Jordan? Are you agreeing with Ted on meth?
Yes.
Okay. Final answer.
Yes, the meth.
We're going to find out if this teen was on meth, crack, heroin, or bath salts next.
That was a tease.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Subject drugs today on Profile This. We got a Texas teen behind bars after a shooting death during a botched drug deal.
Yeah.
She told cops she didn't remember a thing because, she'd been high on drugs for 2 weeks. So the question is, what drugs was she high on for 2 weeks? Was it meth? Was it crack, heroin, or bath salts?
And that is the very question that we posed to our friend Jordan here. But let's see. Miles, you said heroin. That was your guess in this case.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay.
And then, Jordan, you agreed with D. Ted Smith that methamphetamine seems like the likely culprit here. 2 weeks high to the point you don't remember, you know, killing someone.
Okay. All right.
So you learned yourself a lesson there, Jordan. If you want to murder someone or forget about it, be high on meth. You're welcome.
That is a horrible, horrible story, but I'm excited to get a win.
Okay. I mean, you were crossing your fingers when I'm gumming up to the answer. I'm like, man, what is wrong with this dude?
I just sure hope that 17-year-old
been a bad
Sean
week.
Killed that guy.
Miles has been whooping my butt all week.
Oh, I see.
Now for all TV news of all time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Didn't get to my water in time. Your choices today will be Seth Meyers. You always usually repeat it. I have to take a sip.
Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy
Fallon.
Thanks, fellas.
Yes.
Conan O'Brien.
Conan.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's right. All these guys have teams of writers to come up with their monologue each and every night. It is up to you to determine if this is in fact a late night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Disney made a big announcement. Mulan will now be available on Disney Plus for $30. That's why when you click purchase, it says, are you sure? Then it asks you, are you really sure? Finally, it says, okay, Rockefeller.
Seth Meyers.
Ted Smith.
Jimmy Fallon.
Disney made a big announcement. Mulan will be on Disney Plus for $30. That's why when you click purchase, it says, are you sure? Then it says, seriously, are you sure? And finally it says, okay, Rockefeller.
I got to ask. I don't know a lot about it. That's the live version of that, correct?
It is the live version. So, my kids were already distressed that it was not released to theaters when it was scheduled.
That's what
to.
I was going
to
ask. So it was supposed to go out in theaters. Obviously, that did not happen. So the right. reason it's $30 is because this is a first run, but available on Disney+.
And here's the thing, man. Okay. You know, it's not going to be adults watching Mulan, by and large, not adults. $30 for a movie, it's worth it. Because if I took my kids to see Mulan, which is what I would have had to do, I would have walked out of there $80 poor.
Okay.
By the time you buy the tickets, popcorn, totally. Soda. I mean, seriously, like $30, hell yeah.
And you don't have to sneak in the beer.
I don't have to suck down the flask. I can just openly drink in the living room. And I don't have to sit there and watch it. I mean, again, the last time I took my kids to the movie, it was only the two of us, or three of us, right? So the two kids and me. We went to Five Guys to grab a little lunch.
Nice.
Then we went to the movie theater, got the popcorn, the soda. I got home. I'm like, I spent over $120 for a movie that I did not want to see. So
I would have taken some fries in.
It's right next to it, too, man. Oh, so good.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but Jerry Falwell. Farewell?
Falwell.
Falwell.
Yeah.
Jerry Falwell Jr. got in trouble when a picture showed up on Instagram with him on a yacht with his arm around a female and his midriff showing. He called into a radio show and said, quote, he's going to try to be a good boy from here on out. Or you could act like a man.
Lee Ted Smith.
Yeah.
All right. But do you get what I'm referencing there? You could act like a man.
No.
It would. What if I smacked Miles across the face and said, "Are you going to act like a man?"
Show me.
No.
Don't
knock me out.
Maybe. No. It'll help if you slap Miles in the face.
Scarface.
You're close.
God damn it, Godfather.
The Godfather.
Okay. Did you see the picture, by the way?
Yes.
Of what?
Falwell.
Oh, I thought you were talking about. Well, yeah. I mean, I wasn't really looking at him that much. I was like, yeah, I see what he's doing.
Did you see his pants? It's just
they've got their pants unbuttoned and unzipped.
Right. He also runs a university where the women aren't allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, he does all kinds of fun stuff.
Mm.
three men were stranded on a desert island, so they drew a giant SOS on the beach, and it actually worked. Asked how they survive, well, let's just say there used to be four of us.
Foul.
Conan?
That is foul.
Three men were stranded on a deserted island in the Pacific, so they drew a giant SOS on the beach, and it actually worked. Asked how they survived, they said, well, let's just say there used to be four of us.
A new study found that women who use marijuana have better sex lives, mainly because they don't remember your performance.
That's just Seth Meyers.
Seth Smith!
All right, nice one, nice one, nice one, yeah.
That's a little dry.
Mm-hmm. It's a stout.
Kraft is giving away limited edition mac and cheese breakfast boxes this week to encourage people to start their day with mac and cheese, as opposed to what they currently starting their day with, vodka.
Seth?
Seth, yeah.
Seth.
Finally, Kraft is giving away limited edition mac and cheese breakfast boxes this week to encourage people to start their day with mac and cheese, as opposed to what they're currently starting it with, vodka.
It's kind of funny because Fallon had a joke about sneaking. That's why I made the joke about sneaking in booze to the movie theater.
Yeah.
About sneaking in your vodka to the movie theater with your kids. And I was like, is vodka the official drink of the NBC late night staff?
Well, again, I think the vodka and Fallon is a known drinker. But we referenced this earlier. Vodka does not leave a whole lot of stink on your breath. Right. So if you're chugging a little bit that way, even when you talk to your kids, like just hurry up and open the goddamn M&Ms, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. There's people in the movie theater opening M&Ms because they're trying to be quiet. Like, how big is the goddamn bag?
And
just
then,
open
and
it.
And then it always rolls down the box, too. You're like,
it's just
why they put them in there? It's a stupid idea.
And you want to tell other people, the soda is done.
Thank God we don't have to worry about going to the movies anymore. That's over with.
I still don't know why they ever started selling nachos.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I think for the late night guys too. I think a lot of times people that are trying to stay a certain, we'll just say weight,
yes,
enjoy the vodka.
Ah, okay.
So, let's see. You guys know the sound from Netflix.
The sound.
You know, you mean when? Netflix.
Yeah.
Ta-dum.
Yeah, okay. That's exactly like. Hello.
It could be a lot of sound.
What?
Have a little John.
Yeah.
What?
Every time you make a selection. Okay.
What?
I would get any streaming service that does that.
And if you make one he doesn't agree with, then.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
No.
What?
What? Like, God, I gotta keep scrolling until he says okay.
I want to check to see if you're still watching, right? Because you've been binging, finally hit you with that.
Cut that bitch off!
Are you okay?
That's right, Netflix. If you run with this idea, we want money.
I like also they say everyone knows the ta-dum sound plays when Netflix. When the Netflix end.
Netflix. Boy, that's some ghetto ass. Well, I got Netflix.
What's the selection today? The one they offer.
Right. Netflix. That's it.
So I guess originally they wanted to use a goat's bleat belch. I like the sound. An exec said, quote, I like the sound of a goat. It was funny. I thought it would be quirky. Our version of Leo the Lion. Leo the Lion, by the way, is the
MGM,
lion.
Yeah.
Roar! For a while, we were stuck on that goat sound. I thought it would be a good time. Which,
I mean, it'd be funny for a sec. Maybe they could do it like Google does things, right? So if it's a holiday or some famous person's birthday they want to remind you of, they kind of change their icon a little bit.
The Google Doodle.
Yeah, the Google Doodle. Like, maybe do that, but I feel like if every time I went to Netflix I had to listen to that, it would piss me off enough I would stop watching Netflix.
Yeah, it would be weird.
Like, come on, man.
It's also just funny how you just, like, whatever it is, you just kind of get used to the sound.
You do.
So now, like, now that's part of Netflix, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're excited, you switched over from cable, like, you're going to watch Netflix. You got to hear that sound.
I'm telling the best audio signature, I believe they're called that. So there's, like, Intel Inside, right? Bing, boom, 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 boom. I still don't know what they do, but apparently it's important that it's there. Mm-hmm. But when you're watching a movie, And before the movie starts, that big THX like sound thing to let you know they do the sound. I'm like, I don't know what that is, but it's just cool. You feel like something awesome is going to happen. Then I remember I'm at a G-rated movie and it's going to suck.
Yeah,
that's my life lately.
I wish you would tell me out loud when it shuts down. Like, you know, like are you still watching this? Are you sleeping? Yeah, like, oh God, it gets me off the couch. That'd be great. You know what I mean? Like, I need to go to bed.
Or at least say we recommend exercise.
What do you think's worse? When Netflix asks you because you've watched so many episodes and you obviously are still watching?
Right.
Or when you wake up, it's like, oh, thanks, Netflix.
Right, exactly. Thanks for cutting it off. I don't even know where I am now.
I'm on season two? Right. Damn it. Then it's that awkward thing where you got to back up to the episode you were watching, mm-hmm, but you're not sure how far in you were.
Was I sleeping here? And I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. Shouldn't have had that last shot. Yeah, anyhow, everybody likes it. I can never talk about sounds that remind you of something without bringing up the Fox Sports thing.
Oh, God, yeah, it's one of the best.
Yeah. Rem. And Ren and Stimpy are being revived. Yesterday I sat here and I said, I don't know why they don't come up with new shows. But I'm like, oh, Ren and Stimpy? Cool,
that's
man.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. As soon as they said they were going to do Beavis and Butthead again, I was like, all right, I'm down for that.
I don't think of Ren and Stimpy. I always get worried when you say, well, it's going to be a reimagining. The thing about Ren and Stimpy, it was such a weird, quirky show. To me, that was the beauty of it.
Right.
But I'm like, don't re, because every time people reimagine things, it seems like the imagine part has the least emphasis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. It's going to be a reimagined version of the show with a new creative team. We don't say that about sports, right? We don't go, reimagined
our roster.
Right. He's like, well, we got new players. So it's right. Like, well, if you don't have the same people that created it, like.
Is it the same show?
Thank you. And you're right. Comedy Central announced last month that they were bringing back Beavis and Butthead. Mike Hawk, how are we doing on King of the Hill, by the way?
I am about 3 or 4 seasons in at this point. Love it. Love every minute of it.
Okay. Very good. You hadn't watched it before, huh?
Correct. I was a little bit late to the King of the Hill party, you know, as I grew up. I had heard about Family Guy, and it started as I was getting to that age. I never watched The Simpsons. I was not allowed to watch The Simpsons when I was growing up. And then, started watching Family Guy. That was my first one. Then I moved over to Futurama, and then American Dad, and then just lately, it showed up on Hulu. And I've said, this is a classic. It's all over the place. I'm seeing memes about it everywhere. I've got to actually sit down and watch King of the Hill while I can actually do it for free on the streaming service.
Sure.
And I've loved every second of it.
You also got to check out when Hank's on Beavis and Butthead, too. You know, because that
right.
Started there. So, like, he's always going to, like, you two boys were caught whacking in my shit.
That's actually where it got started, because I was watching Beavis and Butthead first, and then this character came up that sounded suspiciously like Hank Hill. And I went, okay, so this is obviously stemmed from this, so why not? I got to watch the show.
Right, which is funny, too, because in Beavis and Butthead, you don't like Hank Hill.
No.
Right. But I love King of the Hill.
Oh, he's awesome.
Yeah. You King of the Hill guy?
King of the Hill guy, sure.
And King of the Hill is very, the audience of that show blows my mind.
Like who likes it?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite character? For me, I can't think of the guy's name. Mike, you're current on it, maybe. The neighbor with the mirrored shades, conspiracy guy.
Dale.
Yes.
He is awesome.
Dale Gribble. Mm-hmm.
He is so ridiculous.
I like him. Boomhauer's funny. They're all good.
He's funny, but you never know. I mean, obviously, right. What the hell he's saying.
Yeah, that's a good point. I just like Hank.
You mean Rusty Shackleford?
Right. He's like the guy who calls our show. I am not disguise my voice.
Yeah, I think Dale Griffin would be more like Eastwood.
Yeah, well.
Like working on stuff, tinkering with
sure,
it.
Sure,
like, knows a ton. A little crazy, no offense, Eastwood, but like knows a ton and stuff, but just like, all right.
Yeah.
I also just love the fact that they sit in that stupid alley behind their houses and drink beer.
Yep.
You want good news or bad news for sports?
Give us the bad news first.
All right. Let me grab that. All right, throw it away.
Oh,
anyhow, okay. I was, well.
Like, where did I
damn.
That was quick.
There it is.
I lost that thing.
That's not it.
Wow. Anyhow,
bummer.
There we go. The Field of Dreams tribute.
Yes.
Okay.
So they have the field in Iowa. It's been there for a while. I want to say, I don't know if they ever used it for like Little League or this or that.
Minor League.
Did they use it for Minor League?
Minor League. I want to say it seats like 8,000. You talking about the actual Field of Dreams where you can go and they're going to play the Major League Baseball game?
No. Well, the field has been there. There hasn't been a team playing there.
Oh, okay.
Because they were going to build a temporary 8,000 seat.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, okay. So I'm saying I don't know if they've ever had actual baseball on that field. So you could always go and visit it and stuff. And then this year, the Yankees and the Chicago White Sox, they're going to play a regular season game where, again, they were going to build temporary 8,000 seat park. Some people had tickets. It was going to be awesome.
You were going to go to Iowa to watch that game, huh?
Damn right.
That's cool. It's not happening, though.
No, it's not.
Okay. Well, it seems like if you want a social distance, it wouldn't be a bad idea to go to Iowa.
Right. mean, anywhere.
Not the most dangerous place, probably.
It is. But, you know, it's like everything else. You don't want to be sitting there with 8,000 people. Now to the good news. The XFL might be coming back.
Woo!
Mm-hmm. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he bought it. I also saw, well, his like...
Investment group, right.
I also saw something the other day that was like, he should get on it quick. Like, and I kind of agree with this, right? Like, we keep seeing with baseball, right? Baseball's struggling because they're not in a bubble. Mm-hmm. The NBA, again, the NBA, and I'll give credit. I don't know if it was worth it, but the MLS is back tournament. Like, people are getting tested all the time. You're in a bubble. Nobody else is interacting. So the NBA is like, they've been great. Baseball did not do that. They keep having issues, this and that. So the NFL right now, most college football, none of them have a plan for a bubble. So I just saw something the other day that was like...
Not having a plan, the American way.
Right. It was like The Rock should just grab all those XFL players right now, throw them in a bubble, you know, because what was there?
You know, you're right. There's a total of eight teams.
Eight teams.
And I think it was 50-man rostered, 18, so it's 400 players. Maybe I did the math wrong. I don't care. But the point is, it's a lot fewer players in the NFL, for sure. By the way, someone I texted in, the XFL is the NFL reimagined. But anyway, yeah, which is a good point. But yeah, you're right. With only eight teams.
That's just one of those buzz terms.
I know, but you can do it for sure. And if you did it now, you know, you can spark the interest back up. Because the problem is they're saying, look, you know, COVID hit and it shut the league down. And since it's a fledgling league, like it's done. He buys it back, but you're right. With only eight teams, you can generate the interest again. God only knows what the NFL is going to do.
Couldn't you pick up the season from where it left off too?
You could, but I think the problem is
three,
four. But keep in mind, a lot of those players got signed to NFL, not a lot, but enough. The really good guys, some of them got signed to NFL teams. So you come back. So the quarterback for Houston, the guy was playing lights out. Well, he got a gig. I think he's in Indianapolis now. And the money you get to be the low man on the totem pole versus what you get, you know, top-notch XFL, he's not coming back.
No. But that's the whole idea of the league anyway.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? I mean, if you rise to that level, you should go to the NFL.
Right, and nothing against the XFL or whatever, but America, you know, America's sport is not baseball anymore.
No.
It's football.
Absolutely.
So even if you put out guys that maybe a little less than the quality you had, you know what I mean? Like, that's why springtime football, the XFL kind of failed before, is like, do people really want to watch this? But now, the country's so thirsty for it, you know
what
I mean?
True,
so, like, if you put it on, trust me, people will watch it. Now, if you have to compete with the NFL directly,
forget it.
That's going to be a little tough.
Exactly. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
It is time for your headline.
Yeah. Now, it's time to hit the head.
That's what
it
was.
Lines. Here's my cock.
Yeah, because I screwed up earlier. Our top story, we go to the great state of Maryland, where the state troopers have gotten to the bottom of something fishy in their ranks. Fellow troopers became suspicious when one of their own on an elite DUI unit had racked up more than 50 arrests. After a short investigation, it was discovered that the officer wasn't actually making those arrests. Turns out that he had made a handful of false reports using fake names to boost his numbers.
How did he think that would work out? You have to have a legitimate driver's license upon, you know, pulling someone over for DUI. You have to have a name. And, right. You know what I mean?
Like, maybe that's why he got busted.
Yeah.
I don't know why you think
why you think that you could get away with that is beyond me.
Trooper was sent to court and in charge, and he not only wrote up these reports with fake names, he made jury summons. Not jury summons, but he made court summons.
Good
and these
Lord.
And these fake names, which is only like six of them, but still these fake people, of course, never showed up to their court date.
And either did he.
Right.
He wasn't there either. So even if they were real people and really showed up, it could have been dismissed.
So what is, I mean, do you get a bonus for pulling over an S-ton of drunk drivers?
It says that he was on an elite squad, so I wonder if he doesn't get a pay bump for being on this upper echelon of DUI patrol, but...
I mean, look, I don't know, but to me that sounds like... Your motivation to do that, to me, generally speaking, be monetary.
Right.
So maybe.
Right.
You know, I mean, it had to have been, but also, like, no offense, but, like, he's a state trooper. I feel like.
In Maryland.
Isn't that kind of his job to pull over people for DUIs?
Right.
Yeah. There's no shortage of drunk drivers ever.
As you can see, we know nothing about being state troopers, so we have no idea why exactly he was doing what he was doing. In other news, a man in Lincoln, Nebraska lived everyone's nightmare while attempting to sell his motorcycle. He had listed the bike online and met up with an interested buyer at a church parking lot, and the buyer gave the motorcycle a test ride around the lot for a moment before speeding off down the road. He was met a short distance away by a car who provided him with a helmet, and he continued to flee. The thief was later tracked down by police and arrested, where it was discovered that he was already wanted on 5 felony warrants.
Jesus.
To the shock of no one.
Right.
It's a lot.
I don't know how anybody would sell a bike and not be able to secure that. You know, I sold the car, funny enough, in a church parking lot. I don't know why that's the place to go, but it is. But at least I could sit in the passenger seat of that thing. Because, of course, they want to test drive it. They want to make sure that I'm not fleecing them as well. But how on a bike do you actually do that in a safe environment?
I'm going to ride, bitch.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Hang on. I got my helmet, too. Mm-hmm.
Well, even in a car, it's like, you know, as I'm taking for a test drive, you're in the passenger seat and be like, I have bad news for you. I'm a kidnapper.
Right. Put your seatbelt on.
Church parking lots work both ways.
How's that?
Well, it makes you feel comfortable, because kind of a-hole would rob somebody in a church parking lot.
I know.
This guy.
This guy.
It also is just natural for people that go to church to be like, we'll just meet at the parking lot.
Sure. Not to mention, how full is that parking lot on any other day but Sunday?
Yeah.
Or that's... Wednesday night for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I feel like Wednesday's the day you have church outside of Sunday.
Right.
Unless that's you like go every morning, you're one of those people.
Exactly. Exactly. A teacher in the UK was fired for having an affair. Rumors had spread amongst other teachers that the woman was having multiple relationships with students' parents over the years, but it wasn't until she finally got caught in the act of in the parking lot during a parents' event that she was let go from her position. She has since filed lawsuits for wrongful termination, but all have failed.
Okay. And now, see, I didn't know that part this morning when we were talking about that. Like, if two consenting adults don't have sex, it's...
Right.
Right, it doesn't... A student's a student. It doesn't matter.
Right.
But if you do it in the parking lot, right. Okay. So school, during a parent event, you go like, okay.
Right.
It could have been her own husband. She would get fired.
The thing is that the story that I read, it made it sound like she lost her job because she had an affair with a student.
Sure. That's why they said
it. I'm sorry. A student's parent. My bad. It was a student's parent, which, like you said, it's two consenting adults.
Okay.
Maybe the kid's getting an A for no reason, but it's still two consenting adults. She got arrested for having sex in a public parking lot.
That's the problem.
I'm sorry, not arrested. She lost her job for having sex in a public parking lot.
Out of hell with it. Lock her up, too.
Lock her up. Yeah,
well, you're right. Most people go to jail. If you get busted, right, having sex, I mean, you're not in there for years, but I mean, you get busted having sex in a parking lot, you get in trouble. All she did was lose her job. I'm like, I would take that deal. I would rather lose my job than go to jail. I'd prefer not to do either, but, you know.
Yeah. Over in New York, one mugger found out what happens when you mess with a vet. The 84-year-old veteran was on his way to church after having gotten himself a cup of coffee when he noticed someone following him. As he went to take a sip from his coffee, the man attacked him and put him in a chokehold from behind. The quick-thinking man threw the hot cup of coffee on the would-be mugger and drug him to the ground. Let's see here. The attacker managed to escape after his face mask was removed by his victim, who went to the hospital and was treated for injuries. Jesus.
84, you're like, yeah, 84. This is an easy mark. Next thing you know, he's beating your ass.
Right.
Here's some coffee.
An 84-year-old man. What do you think he's got on him?
Right, exactly.
Nothing.
Maybe a small money clip with $5.
Right, maybe.
All he's got is that coffee in his hand.
Yeah.
Who carries cash anymore?
Well, I do.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
It's getting harder and harder to spend it.
I have discovered this. Yes.
We won't give you change.
Oh, no. The drive-in theater craze continues. Walmart has teamed up with the parent company of the Tribeca Film Festival to bring people a series of free drive-in shows at their local Walmart. The showings will be digitally hosted by Drew Barrymore and will show movies spanning the past few decades. They'll also be showing short films before the movies for an added spark.
They got a big parking lot. They got a big building. They
can why not?
Put it up on the side and have fun, man.
People don't really want to go into the building right now.
You could probably
so.
Do a different movie on each side of the damn thing.
That is true.
Those places are huge.
But they said that, you know, as new as like Black Panther or the Spider-Man movies, all the way back to, you know, I think Spy Kids was on there. They go back to like Wizard of Oz. I mean, they're showing a bunch of great movies up there.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Especially if you got kids, man.
You bet. For free, why not? Mm-hmm. We go to Iowa for probably the most confusing bank heist I have ever seen. The man used a tool to break into the local bank, ran inside, grabbed himself a large bottle of hand sanitizer before bailing back out of the bank, and regardless of the lackluster haul, the man was tracked down and arrested.
So he just went in there to steal hand sanitizer?
Yes.
It's what we drink.
Huh.
I mean, it doesn't say anything like he tried to go for a register, you know, tried to break into the safe futilely. No, he ran in, grabbed a giant-ass bottle of hand sanitizer, and booked it back out.
My hands are filthy.
I feel like you would have an easier time and not get caught if you just went to some random store and stole that giant-ass thing of hand sanitizer.
I feel like it'd be easier if you stuffed cash in your pocket and no one notices.
Right.
Big-ass bottle of hand sanitizer.
Oh,
that's the guy.
That's fair. I see where you're going there. In Florida, a household got an unwanted visitor. The occupants heard a noise coming from a different room that was revealed to be a naked man climbing into one of the windows.
Damn.
Can I come in?
One of the occupants initiated a fight with the intruder while the other alerted the rest of the house and fled to the neighbor's home. The homeowner fighting the intruder fled the fight after he stabbed the intruder in the neck with a knife.
Jesus.
The intruder ran after the homeowner wielding a chair but couldn't catch him before he barricaded himself in the neighbor's house. The intruder fled but was later tracked down by police and arrested.
Wait, there's a naked man barricaded in your home now with a knife in his neck.
Correct. Yeah. All right, that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawkinson.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for Ted versus the FCC, and the weekend will finally be here.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.